This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address a gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14 to 17 at the Bharat Mandapam. The event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tech's platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. It will also feature a global-scale conference featuring over 70 conference sessions, roundtables, panel discussions and masterclasses. At least 15 people died and many were injured in a stampede at the New Delhi railway station last evening. Officials said that the stampede was preceded by a swell in the crowd of passengers waiting to board trains to Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her sorrow regarding the stampede. In a social media post, the president said that she is deeply anguished to know about the loss of lives in the stampede at New Delhi railway station. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed grief over the incident. Mr. Modi said that he is distressed by the stampede and his thoughts are with all those who've lost their loved ones. In a social media post, Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the situation is now under control. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that he spoke to Mr. Vaishnav, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena and other concerned officials regarding the accident. Talking to Akashvani News, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, said that 10 lakh rupees compensation will be given to the families of the deceased. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar discussed U.S. President Donald Trump's vision of connecting Asia, Europe and the United States through Israel. A statement from the Israeli Foreign Minister's office said that Dr. Jaishankar and Minister Saar met on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference last night. The two leaders also addressed challenges posed by attacks on trade routes by the Houthis and Iran. Earlier, during a joint press conference with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday, President Trump had announced that the US and India have agreed to work together to build one of the greatest trade routes in all of history. In Punjab, Border Security Force, BSF, in coordination with the Anti-Narcotics Task Force of Punjab Police, apprehended two smugglers along with over 2 kilograms of narcotic consignments in two different incidents at Amritsar and Tarn Taran border area last evening. Acting on intelligence-based inputs, a joint raid by the BSF and ANTF in border area of Ajnala in Amritsar resulted in the apprehension of a suspected person along with 2 packets of more than 1 kilogram heroin. In another operation in the border village Khalra in Tarn Taran, BSF intercepted a drone movement and observed a suspected person roaming in the drone dropping zone who had come there to retrieve the consignment. In Uttarakhand, tourists visiting the India-Tibet border areas in Chamoli can now easily obtain an online inner line permit. The district administration has launched pass.chamoli.org, wherein travellers can apply for passes online without the hassle of visiting sites like Mana Pass, Rimkhim Pass and Niti Pass. Earlier, visitors had to apply offline for access to these key places, known for their natural beauty and religious significance. With this new system, the application process has been simplified. District Magistrate Sandeep Tiwari stated that after applying, tourists will receive approval based on clearance from local police and health department. In the US, the Trump administration has indefinitely barred the Associated Press AP from the Oval Office and Air Force One after the news agency refused to use the new name Gulf of America for Gulf of Mexico. The AP insists on using the traditional name, citing its global audience and the lack of international recognition for the new term. The White House views this as defiance and responded by revoking AP's access. The Brazilian government has announced that the next BRICS summit, featuring Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa and other member countries, will be held in Rio de Janeiro on July 6 and 7. The summit will include leaders from 20 member and associate countries. In the Women's Premier League 2025, Gujarat Giants women will take on UP Warriors women at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.